And Sue Lincoln, Capital Access anchor, is with us to talk about the feud that is ongoing between the governor and the superintendent of education. The headline on page 3A of the Advocate today, Edwards questions education leader John White's job. And before we talk with Sue, here was the governor on his monthly show 2 days ago discussing the lawsuit that was thrown out because of a standing issue that perhaps could be renewed if John Bel Edwards wishes to go to court and try to remove John White from his job. Here's the governor.
Well, I mean, that's certainly open. I know that he was not reconfirmed in the recently concluded legislative session. As I understand the law, he needed to be reconfirmed in order to continue to serve. And we're taking a look at that situation. He is not under contract presently with the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, and so we are taking a look at that. But that may be something that has to be litigated, and I'm not prepared to make any announcements here today on that.
All right. Well, there was a governor 2 days ago, and Sue Lincoln. It's obvious that the governor and the superintendent are not in the same camp, and there's a power struggle, and there are all kinds of possibilities that are in the offing, and the governor has not ruled out possibly going back to court.
That's right. I spoke with him after his radio show asking him about this. He said that his concern right now is that everything that has happened since the end of the regular session, when John White was not confirmed, as far as rules and regulations that have been promulgated by the superintendent, might end up impacting the school year for the students if a move is made to oust John White through the court system.
So what do you think will happen based on the jockeying back and forth between these two powerful men?
Well, being that the governor is an attorney in practice and is surrounded by some very well-qualified legal counsel, I think they're going to research it thoroughly, but I think his sentiment would be to join in the suit. Now, he's not the only one that has standing to be able to advance this lawsuit. The Senate president, Hiller Moore, the Baton Rouge DA, and the Attorney General are the other ones that were named by the court as potentially being able to renew this suit.
So that could be John Olerio, Hiller Moore, or Jeff Landry, and the governor. And the governor has the option, and he said while he was campaigning that he wanted John White off the job. And John White, by the way, he ruffled the feathers of the previous governor. He and Bobby Jindal had a disagreement, a very public one, about Common Core. So he's been down this road before.
That's true. I mean, John White has been polarizing from the time he first arrived. Now, a lot of people don't remember, but Paul Pastorek, who was then superintendent of education, hired John White to take over the Recovery School District out of New Orleans after Paul Vallis resigned. When John White came in at the beginning of May in 2011, within a week, a tearful Paul Pastorek resigned. Behind the scenes, Governor Bobby Jindal had met with John White, decided he really liked him, and decided he wanted White to be the state superintendent. But Bobby Jindal didn't have the votes on Bessie to go ahead and confirm White as the superintendent at that time. There was an election in fall of 2011, and Governor Jindal, who was virtually unchallenged for his second term. There were a few challengers, but they
Tara
were...
Tara Hollis?
Tara Hollis was about the only one who mounted any real effort against the governor. Bobby had a lot of money in his campaign coffers, and he used it to support Bessie candidates who gave commitment to him that they would support White as superintendent. Everyone's sworn in on January 11th of 2011. The Bessie board was sworn in at noon, and at 12:30 that day, the new Bessie confirmed John White as the new superintendent of education.
Well, he's been on the job now for 5.5 years. And even though the previous governor was supportive, at the end he was not.
Correct. And that was a battle over Common Core. John White stuck with Common Core. He felt, and I believe still does, feel that it is the best way to raise the standards for what students in Louisiana learn to make them competitive with students in other states and around the world. However, Governor Jindal, who was planning on running for president at the time, found that his potential base of voters did not support Common Core. And so, as is often said, Bobby was for Common Core before he was agin it, and then he was agin it. And he and John White went to court mm-hmm. over Common Core. Governor Jindal did a line item veto to withhold the money for state testing because state testing was going to be based on Common Core state standards. Governor Jindal lost in court on that one.
Well, John White is a resilient guy, and he's not going away without a fight. And he claims that this is in the purview of the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, and he has his supporters, including in the media. The Advocate's editorial pages have opined that the lawsuit that was filed, in their view, did not have merit, and that John White's done a good job, and basically that they ought to leave him alone. Well, here's the superintendent the other day responding to Governor John Bel Edwards and making a case that this is something that is taking time and energy that could be better spent on other endeavors.
I'm hired by a board to do a job. They hired me 5.5 years ago, and they haven't told me to stop. Until they tell me to stop, I'm going to keep doing that job for our kids.
Let's go one more. Well, actually, I think we've got a couple more cuts with John White. Allie?
And so you have to ask, how well has the job been done? And look, we're the fastest improved state in the nation in fourth grade literacy. We're the second fast improving in fourth grade math when every state takes the same test.
All right, and one more from the superintendent.
We need to get things out of the courtroom and get them back to the classroom. School is starting in a month. Our discussion about public education in Louisiana should not be focused on the personnel and the people involved. It should be focused on our kids.
Sue Lincoln?
Well, a lot of people don't realize also that now Governor John Bel Edwards, when he was in the legislature, served on the Education Committee. He served on the House Education Committee through both terms in the legislature, from 2008 to 2012, and then again from 2012 until 2016. So he was there when the massive education reform bills came up that John White was supporting on behalf of the governor, that John White spoke passionately and eloquently of the need for these education reforms. However, John Bel Edwards was called into court to testify over the constitutionality of some of those measures that got passed, particularly the bill that required that the MFP money be used for vouchers, which was ultimately thrown out by the state Supreme Court, saying that they could not do that. But John Bel Edwards testified that he didn't feel that that was legitimate. In fact, he voted against all of those education reform measures. So he's very much up to speed on what is supposed to be done according to the law. And I think that's another thing that may give him pause in this potential lawsuit, which is that Governor John Bel Edwards has tremendous respect for the separation of powers, and BESSEE is its own governing body. And how much can he legitimately interfere with that, even though he is the governor?
Well, the governor, as we know, got the support of the teacher unions when he was running, and the teacher unions have never been fans of John White. So this feud, and it is a feud, it has a political component to it.
It absolutely does. And I think that John White, when he said on your show the other afternoon that we have got to get the politics out of the classroom, I think he's right on point with that. But we have had politics in the classroom for the preceding dozen years or so. So that's going to be a difficult hurdle.
And I know you're working on a major piece regarding this standoff that the governor and the superintendent are having.
That's true. I've been covering John White since he arrived. I was at the time working for Louisiana Public Broadcasting, covering education for the Southern Education Desk, and got to interview him shortly after his arrival to take over the Recovery School District. So I've got a lot of archival audio available, and I'm going to tell the story of John White and his tenure here and how he has been a polarizing figure. It's a feature that we will be airing on WRKF during All Things Considered at some point next week.
But he points to his record and says he'll stand by his record. He's got some numbers that on the surface look pretty good.
On the surface, they look pretty good. And this has been one of the controversies that have made teachers not in love with him, superintendents, school boards, associations not in love with him over the years, is that those figures, that data, doesn't always compare apples to apples. It very often compares apples to oranges. And there's been a lot of secrecy and withholding of data by the Department of Education since John White took over.
Thank you, Sue Lincoln.